The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early morning. I have a great topic for you today. Post-midterm elections, what happened that night, how the market views it, what's going on with the economy, what's going on with the division of power. Wow, we're going to tackle a pretty good topic today, post-midterm elections. And as always, the goal is to try to give you some information if you become a better investor, a better saver. So let's kind of jump right into it. I mean, the election pretty much went as expected. We had the Democrats taking over the House, the Senate holding with Republicans, and of course, President Trump still. So we do have this balance of power that we didn't have before. And it seems like the market liked it. You know, leading up to it, there's been a lot of uncertainty as to how it would play out. You can't always trust the polls. Remember a couple of years ago, the polls told us one thing and voters showed us something else. So, you know, really not sure coming into it, but the market doesn't like surprises. And pretty much it wasn't a surprise. Now, you remember last October, the dust off the really yucky market that we had, the scary time, the spooky time, and Halloween time, like October's have been in the past. You know, we sold off really sharply. So coming into this midterm election, the goal was and the hope was that maybe we could reverse this, you know, downward trend and so forth and so forth. November has been a very strong month. The day after the election, post-midterm elections, the Dow surged 535 points. That same day, Dow futures were about 200 points in the morning. Time we opened up, it got going around 250 up 300 and pretty much buying throughout the day. Now, the winners so far we're looking at were technology shares, healthcare shares, some losers and some pharmaceutical companies, and we'll get into that in a minute. But it was kind of interesting to kind of see how that played out last night. So Republicans kind of claim and say, hey, you know, we won the night. We got extra couple seats in the Senate. Democrats can say, wait a second, we had this, maybe not a full blue wave, but we certainly took back the House. First time since 2010, the Democrats own the House. Now, the question is, will they play nice? Now, that's a whole other division, and we'll try to figure that out. But certainly the market definitely liked this kind of, and here's the reason why. First off, the tax cuts and less regulation has been very beneficial to the markets. If you remember the presidential election, the Dow was pretty much in a ping pong match around 18,000. We go above 18,000 and a magnet would bring us right back down to 18,000, it felt, you know, during that time, 2016. Same thing too, the market would go down to 17.2 or 16.5, whatever it was, and some magnet would eventually pull it back around 18,000. But we were stuck around this ping pong match for quite some time. When President Trump was declared the winner, the next day the market was up about 1.5%, but from there went on a strong, strong ascent because, you know, lower taxes have now helped out companies have more money. With more money, they could do a lot of things, to buy back stock, which they've done, and actually record-setting buybacks in 2018 we've seen from corporate America. They can raise their dividends, and some companies have done that. They could buy their competitors or, you know, merge and so forth. We've seen some of that. But also, we've seen a lot of investment into what they call CapEx, you know, back into technology, companies taking this kind of tax windfall and doing something with it. So it's been really positive. As you know, 2017 was a very strong year for the market. Depends on which average you look at, but over 20%. When the worst kind of drawdown or the worst correction we had in 2017 was only 3.5%. So it's a very rare year. 2018, of course, been very choppy. January, the Dow started up about 5.5%. February, we sold off. March recovered, only to sell off in April. Then we had a pretty good summertime. It kind of chopped around for a while, but then, you know, July, August, September, we started going back to record levels. And October, whoops, you know, that's why we talked about this escalator ride up. The market goes up a little bit at a time. But when it comes down, it kind of takes the elevator number of stories at a time. And this kind of weaves in around the political season that we've seen here of midterm elections. So 2016, President Trump wins the election. Market goes crazy in 2017. 2018, very, very choppy, trying to figure out what's going to come out of this. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances right here on WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, post-midterm elections. Wow. And we've been waiting a long time for this to see how this would shake out. And the Wall Street was predicting, like, the polls got it right this time, that the Democrats would take over the House, which they did. The Senate would actually would add a couple more Republicans, which happened also. And here we are. So we're just trying to figure out what's going to happen. So October was actually a miserable month. So far, November is working out pretty well, but a lot of volatility. Of course, the month's not over with yet. And of course, then year-end, people always want a year-end rally. Sometimes they call it a Santa Claus rally. We hope you get that. Here's an interesting stat for you. Since 1950, we haven't had negative consecutive months of October, November, and December. Ooh, let that sink in. That's pretty amazing. Since 19, that shows the seasonality. The October, November, December, generally speaking, is pretty good. That we haven't had consecutive negative months, October, November, December, since 1950. So that's a pretty good stat. Now, again, you know, you don't know how these stats actually work. Sometimes, you know, you see like a field goal kicker. He's made the field goal 90 times in a row. He hasn't missed, and whoops, they missed. Or you watch something where a batter comes up. He's never got a single off this baseball, you know, against this pitcher, and somehow they hit a home run. So why the stat is amazing, since 1950, we haven't had consecutive months down, October, November, December. Let's see what happens. But so far, November has been a pretty good month. But volatility still has to kind of figure itself out. So we're talking about the midterm elections, and really the market does like a balance of power. And you can go back and study this, as I've done too, at the midterm elections and having a balance of power. The market generally, the funny thing, the market actually likes gridlock, believe it or not. They don't like anything too ambitious that can cause unintended consequences, that could also cause uncertainty. So, if any bill gets passed in the next couple of years, it will have bipartisan support, which usually the market likes because it's compromising both sides. The areas that could help out since the election, the midterm elections, maybe infrastructure. There's been talk about putting some money back into our road, bridges and tunnels. If you think around the U.S., we have a lot of infrastructure problems, which would be a nice area for both Republicans and Democrats to kind of agree on, but they can't agree on anything. More tax cuts, you won't be seeing that anymore. So that kind of stuff fills up. But the positive about that is while the tax cuts have been beneficial, we've seen the market do well. Individuals, we're not so sure yet until you go see your accountant whether or not you're going to be saving money on taxes or spending more on taxes. But tax cuts in general have freed up a lot of money for money to come overseas here to the U.S. So that's been very, very positive. Now, going forward, the president's not going to get another tax cut, which is going to help the deficit. So there's this balance that kind of goes back and forth, meaning that by, you know, keep increasing, you know, this $21 trillion deficit, you know, that will slow down the rate of that if tax rates don't go lower. And we'll be talking about the midterm elections right after the break. Again, I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We'll be right back right after this break.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, midterm elections. By the way, you just heard from Mike Bennett offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, for the first 20 callers today. Call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. And again, this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, call 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. You may be a first-time listener, you may be listening to us for years, but this is a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday. Sometimes you tackle topics like insurance or taxes or government or financial planning or retirement planning. We do it all basically here every Sunday. We try to rotate different topics for you, but it's right there. Your companion, not your father's retirement. So call 845-371-0101. I want to remind you, around the clock, we have you covered Monday through Friday. I'm on every morning on the Mike and Casey show, the famous Mike and Casey, number one rated show in the Hudson Valley. Yeah. So I'm on around 8:25 in the morning after the traffic. And on the way back, we'll hear from Bill Kugel on the Andy Bell show. That's around 5:15 p.m. So we got you covered. We're talking about the markets, what's happening, the local Hudson Valley Index, local business news. So around the clock, Saturday we take off, and here we are every Sunday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. I know you got the coffee going and the tea going. It smells great. I love Sunday mornings, right? It smells great. Just the smells alone is worth kind of Sunday mornings right before the work week. Well, we're just talking about before the midterm elections, right before the break. And, you know, we're not whether Republicans and Democrats can get along together. And there's a long history of getting along, and there's a long history of not getting along. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, one of the concerns the market will have if this turns out to be a whole bunch of investigations about the president, whether that makes sense or not, but certainly, you know, the goal of most what people want to hear in the marketplace is, again, it's keep focusing on the economy. Right now, the economy is very strong. Unemployment rate at 3.7%. We've had GDP in the second quarter at 4.1%. And then the third quarter, we heard a 3.5%. So, again, really good economic numbers. Seemingly low inflation right now, 2.8%, thereabouts. But the Fed is raising interest rates. They just had a meeting on Thursday where they're setting left rates unchanged from November. But you can pretty much bet pretty good money that in December they're going to raise rates. And then next year the question is, will they raise rates three times or four times? It's already having an impact. And it's important because as Democrats and Republicans kind of get together and try to figure out if there's some compromise, if there's some areas they can improve upon, you have to understand that's what they call fiscal policy, how you tax and how you spend. Now, we've lowered taxes, and lowered the tax rates. We've also increased spending and increased the deficit the last couple of years. We've done it all. Now, with a more balanced power, the question is, will it be more of a balanced approach? But both sides, Republicans and Democrats, both have to weigh in on what's happening with the Fed, because the Fed, and led by Jerome Powell, has said they're going to raise rates. Now, under President Trump's administration, we've had, seven rate hikes already. One will happen in December, that'll be eighth, and three or four next year. So it's 11 or 12 rate hikes. And of course, he's been complaining about it, but that's not going to help because they are independent. To them, they're seeing low interest rates for so long has now got it switched. You know, it's kind of Goldilocks. We had Goldilocks, not too hot, not too cold. I think the Fed believes that we've tipped into a little bit too hot to raise rates further. So as you start thinking about policy on the fiscal side, Democrats and Republicans getting together, not getting together, you know, they also have to take into account what's happening in monetary policy. That happens a lot quicker because what happens is they start raising rates. People have home equity lines, are seeing it right now. Businesses that have lines that are related to interest rates are seeing the difference right now. The cost of money is going up. So we definitely have a cross current. On one side, we have the gas being, you know, hit pretty hard with lower tax rates. On the other side, someone's hitting the brakes in this way, you know, raising rates to try to offset. And we're going to talk a little bit about why they actually raise rates in just a minute. But again, I want to remind your listeners, this is GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us here every Sunday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Today's topic, post-midterm elections, and try to understand this from the macro level and how it can help you as a better investor. And really, I was kind of thinking, like, why does the Fed raise rates? Everyone says, wait a second. I mean, like, the economy's going well. You know, just let this thing go. Like, you know, and sometimes I feel like that too. But really, one of the biggest goals the Fed has is to make sure there's no inflation. Now, with lower, you know, when you have a low unemployment of 3.7%, wages are increasing. We heard, for instance, at Amazon, everybody now makes $15 an hour. That kind of raises the bar for all around us. Even if the minimum wage is actually lower, it kind of brings everything up together. So, you know, and if we do have this kind of, you know, really good economy and companies are hiring and raising wages, which is all positive, the problem is you can get a bubble somewhere along the way in real estate or in a stock market. And the goal of the Fed is little by little try to orchestrate the elusive soft landing. What is a soft landing? With the economy, it was growing at 4.1, 3.5, maybe it starts growing at 3 or 2.5, and just kind of little by little and sustain this economic growth. The problem, if unabated and rates are too low and pretty much money is free, the problem is you start having bubbles and they pop. It's a disaster like we saw in 2008, 2009. So it's very interesting. But I have to say, by raising rates so far, you know, I always feel like the Fed is raising rates until something breaks. And what's breaking right now is actually real estate. We see around us softness in real estate, some combination of things, affordability with higher interest rates. We have now mortgage rates over 5%, first time in about 8 years. We also know that anything over 10% in property taxes, you can write off up to $10,000, but you can't write off more than that. So those areas that have really high property taxes, realtors are telling me there's some softness there too. So already the design of the Fed raising rates, we're just starting to see some softness. Now, how do Democrats and Republicans get together at the election and try to find some common ground to kind of keep this economy going? Well, this is this is going to be watching in real time. Already we're seeing some positioning, a best way to go. Look, infrastructure would probably be one of the ways there could be some type of compromise, some type of area. The area I think they mostly could focus on to help out the economy and kind of keep inflation at bay is the trade talks with China, try to continue that. You know, why we got one through one hurdle, the market saying, okay, there's always different hurdles we have to deal with. Midterm elections, that uncertainty is over with. We know what we're dealing with. But now we have to deal with the Fed raising rates and trade with China. And after this break, we're going to talk more about what the market's focused on now between now and the end of the year and whether or not we'll get that Santa Claus rally. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, post-midterm elections. And we're going to look at this from 30,000 feet and what you can do to become a better investor. But before we do that, Mike Bennett offered my book for free. We asked him to offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, for the first 20 callers this morning at 845-371-0101. Again, the phone number is 845-371-0101. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But get your pen and paper together. You can get this book for free. 845-371-0101. And this, you know, I do believe every Sunday we try to talk about different topics from, you know, the economy to the markets to investing, retirement planning, insurance, taxes. Yeah, we try to cover all the topics for you. And I think the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday is the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. A lot of concepts in that book we share with you every Sunday morning. So call 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. By the way, our website is MahoneyGPS.com. Yes, the GPS is all about retirement planning. And just like you go in your car and you put in your destination and hopefully gets you where you want to go, my little one I call Mindy. Mindy talks to me, you know, take a right, take a left, rerouting, all these things. But same thing, your retirement could be like that, GPS for your retirement. So it's MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find articles, my most recent TV appearances in Fox Business. I'm on there quite a bit. Different articles I've been quoted in, articles for you, calculators, all kinds of goodies right there. So MahoneyGPS.com. We welcome you to visit our website and use a lot of tools that we designed for you. And Monday through Friday, listen to me on the Market Report, the WHUD Hudson Valley Index and so forth. So I come on around 8:25 every morning right after the traffic. And on your ride home, you're around 5:15 p.m. or so, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know, breaking down what the market averages did, the national news, local news. So Monday through Friday, got you covered. Take your day off on Saturday and right back with you here Sunday morning, 6 a.m., sharing with you today's topic, post-election, or post-midterm elections for that matter. So, right before the break, we started talking about trade with China, because that's a biggie. You know, the market can only deal with one thing at a time. And I think the trifecta, or you want to call it the kind of, you know, all the bad news that happened in October, kind of the perfect storm. Remember the movie with George Clooney? I mean, the perfect storm was the uncertainty about the election. Okay, check that box. That's behind us now. Still have to kind of deal with that. But maybe some good bills or good legislation comes out of a divided House and Senate. So that's a box I think the market could check. At the most part, going to keep one eye on it, make sure it doesn't go into investigations after investigations. People would not like that. Then we have to kind of deal with the Fed raising rates, kind of out of our control. But if you know the Fed has to keep looking at that, wages are going up, unemployment's going down, inflation's going up a bit. So they're going to put the brakes on here and there, gradually raising rates throughout 2019. That's what they stated. So the other kind of big open issue now for the market is trade with China. It's a big one because a lot of companies in the third quarter that reported in October and November, a lot of them said, you know, with the uncertainty, you know, we don't know how to kind of tell you what our earnings are going to be. I mean, Apple basically said that in their conference call, you know, with China and some of these emerging countries. We're not sure because we don't know the U.S. dollar is going to be. We don't know what the trade is going to be. 3M, Caterpillar, a couple other companies that come to mind that in their conference call and their guidance going forward, not sure what's going on. So this uncertainty around China has been definitely taking a toll. And at the end of the day, I've always reminded you that when it comes to the market, it comes down to earnings. And companies that have more earnings, then of course they can do a lot of things like that, like buy back stock, increase their dividends, all kinds of good things happen with better earnings, right? But you know, if these companies that trade, these multinational companies that, you know, trade all over the world and have trade, and they have some areas that they don't know how it's going to work, and now they're bringing it in, you know, with tariffs and their prices are going up and wholesale prices are going up to try and pass on to consumers, you're seeing that this uncertainty around China is spreading its tentacles deeper and deeper. I mean, what started off, I thought, was like liar's poker. I'll raise you $100 billion. Oh, I'll raise you $200 billion, back and forth. But now at a part where I hope that we can actually get together, make a trade deal that satisfies us here in the U.S. and helps out China as well, because right now it's definitely creating a lot of uncertainty in the markets. While the headlines about the midterm elections, underneath it, the first order of business, I believe, should be how to deal with this. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here on WHUD, GPS for your finances. We're here every Sunday morning. Today's topic, midterm elections, and we have the results already. Democrats, of course, took back the House, first time since 2010. Republicans still maintain the Senate. They picked up a couple more seats there. And now we're trying to position and see how this is going to go, whether or not this is going to be an area where we can get some legislation through and help out the economy as the Fed's raising rates on the other side. Or is this going to be like a Kavanaugh hearing where for 2 years, pointing fingers, you know, investigations and hearings, and the market wouldn't like that? So this is a turning point right here. But as an investor, this is a hybrid strategy, you know, that we share with our clients. And of course, we publish it on MahoneyGPS.com. It's not for everyone, but, you know, the hybrid strategy of kind of buy and hold and being active investors, So some people say, hey, you know, this buy and hold, you know, they're just buy and hold. But, you know, then you have 2008 and, you know, you lose half your value. Not sure whether buy and hold is the best thing for you to do. And then, of course, on the other side, you start thinking, say, wait a second, I don't want to be an active trader. I'm not a day trader. No. But, you know, to take opportunities when these things are going around us. And I say these things, you know, talk about not working together or investigations. And we're going to have some really nasty dips in the market on those particular days. What I encourage investors to do is kind of keep around 60-70% of their holdings long term, whether it's a mutual fund they like or exchange traded funds or whatever it is that they have. You happen to like these funds, you've had them for long term and so forth, because that kind of says you can't really outsmart the markets. But when we have these awful dips like we had in October, try to do some buying, you know, and then we have these huge moves up, you know, maybe do some selling. So again, it's a hybrid strategy, keeping most of your money, you know, kind of long term, but be opportunistic when we have these nasty, nasty downturns like we had in February this year, like we had in April this year, like we had again in October. We've had three of these already this year, and then we've had these huge bounces back. You know, investors can take the opportunity. So instead of making volatility a foe, make it your friend. It's amazing how time goes by so fast. Again, I welcome you to join us on MahoneyGPS.com. Here you'll find a lot more articles. And again, call for a book, 845 845- 877-371-0101. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.